I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. The clocks have changed, the days are getting shorter, and that means some Vermonters with a condition known as seasonal affective disorder are heading into a tough time. But as VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports, a University of Vermont professor is now working on better ways to keep people happy through the darkest months of the year.
As Vermonters break out the winter coats and snow tires, some people are also switching on special lights. UVM psychology professor Kelly Rowan says the lights are proven to help with SAD when they're used every morning.
This is thought to act upon sluggish circadian rhythms by creating an artificial early dawn to shift those sluggish rhythms back into the position that they would be in the summertime.
But a new paper by Rowan, published in the American Journal of Psychiatry this week, suggests a special form of talk therapy has better long-term results than light therapy. Rowan says the key difference is that light therapy only works if a person keeps using it. That means if a patient stops using the therapy, they stop feeling better. It's kind of like exercise. Rowan's research found that a version of a technique called cognitive behavioral therapy can work better in the long term by teaching patients how to avoid depressive thought patterns.
That they then have an approach they can rely on to cope differently in times of high stress and mood changes, such as winter in the case of SAD. They have an arsenal of tools to draw from.
So instead of having to use an actual tool every day, subjects in the study were able to make use of these mental tools even when they weren't actively in therapy anymore. Rowan says this is important because people tend to be pretty bad at using light therapy consistently.
Only 30%, 1 in 3, of our light therapy subjects reported any kind of light therapy at a follow-up visit. This is a real problem for a treatment that's designed to be palliative. It suppresses the symptoms. You have to keep it up in order to expect benefits.
Rowan says mental health professionals trained in cognitive behavioral therapy can learn SAD-specialized therapy fairly easily. She also said people shouldn't try to self-diagnose or self-treat SAD and should seek treatment from a professional if they have mental health concerns. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.